You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Tuesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is June 25th, and we had a jam-packed Monday of sports action. We crowned a few champions, we had a few great games in the MLB, and even more so, let's talk about it. We will start in the NHL, where we had Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Oilers and the Panthers down in Sunrise, and Florida wasted no time in this one as Carter Verhaeghe scored just 4.5 minutes into the game to give the Panthers the lead. The Oilers then tied it up just 2 minutes later on a goal from Janmark, but then nobody scored for the next 20 minutes until Reinhardt finally gave the Panthers the lead again with about 5 minutes left in the second period, and that would be the score heading into the third as the Oilers desperately tried to even it up down the stretch, but they just could not find the back of the net, and that would be the final 2-1 as the Panthers win their first Stanley Cup in their franchise history. And with the win, Florida avenges their finals loss from last season, and they avoid what would have been one of the most monumental collapses in sports history after they were up 3-0 in this series. For Edmonton, the loss extends Canada's Stanley Cup drought to 31 seasons, but despite the loss, Connor McDavid did win the Conn Smythe Trophy, which is awarded to the MVP of the entire playoffs, not just the finals. He finished the postseason with a record 34 assists, and he added 8 goals for 42 points overall, which is just 5 shy of Wayne Gretzky's 1985 postseason record. You could have made a strong case for Florida goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky to win the award, but it's really hard to take it away from McDavid, who was great all playoffs and now becomes just the second skater to win the award on the losing team. But all in all, we have a new champion, and it's the Florida Panthers, so congrats to them. And we will now look ahead to the draft, which will be held this Friday, actually, in Vegas, where the Sharks have the number one overall pick, and they are expected to take Macklin Celebrini, the star forward, out of Boston University. But then looking ahead to next season, the Panthers already have the best odds, along with the Stars, to win the Stanley Cup next year, followed by the Oilers, the Rangers, and the Avalanche to round out the top five. But as we put a bow on the NHL season, we will turn to another winner-take-all championship as we had Game 3 between Tennessee and Texas A&M in the Men's College World Series. And Christian Moore started things off with a bang in this one as he led off the bottom of the first with a solo shot for Tennessee, giving them the early lead. But Texas A&M would come back and tie it at 1 in the top of the third, just for Tennessee to score again in the bottom half of the inning. They would add 2, and that would be the score until the 7th, where Tennessee tacked on 3 more, and it looked like they would just cruise to victory as they were up 6-1, but Texas A&M would not go away as they scored 2 in the 8th, 2 more in the 9th, and that cut it to 6-5, but they couldn't come up with that all-important 6th run, and Tennessee would win, bringing home the first Men's College World Series championship in school history as they beat the Aggies for the second time in as many days. But sticking to the baseball theme, we had a bunch of great MLB games yesterday, starting off with the Reds and the Pirates in Cincinnati. And I wanted to talk about this game because Ellie De La Cruz did something I have never seen before in Great American Ballpark. He hit a ball over the Steamboat in center field. They're claiming it was 439 feet, but I just don't believe that. It had to have been further. I've watched my fair share of baseballs leave the yard in that stadium, and none of them have looked like that. And that home run was just part of a day in which he went 3-for-5 with 3 runs and 3 RBIs as well. So just incredible stuff from Ellie. I know I've mentioned him before on the podcast, but he is simply one of my favorite young players to watch in the MLB today. But we also had a few games with great finishes last night as the Red Sox walked it off against the Blue Jays as they scored 4 in the 8th to tie the game at 6, and then a Duran RBI single in the 9th gave them the win. And on top of all of that, they won with the recent champion Celtics in the crowd as a bunch of those guys threw out the first pitches before the game. Then we had another wild finish down in San Diego as the Padres Nationals went to extras tied at 3 before a double and a 2-run bomb gave the Nats a 6-3 lead heading into the bottom of the 10th, but then the Padres would not be denied. They had a two-run single to cut the lead to 6-5, and then with bases loaded, Jerks and Profar launched a ball to deep right center, and it looked like it might leave the yard, and it technically did, but just on the bounce. And either way, that's good enough. Scored two for them and gave them the 7-6 win. And then right after that game, the Cubs were leading the Giants 4-2 in the bottom of the 9th before the Giants had a pair of sac flies to tie the game at 4. And then with bases loaded, Drew Smyly walked in the winning run for the Giants as they completed the comeback to beat the Cubs 5-4. Elsewhere across the league, the Dodgers shut out the White Sox 3-0, which was the 11th time that they have been shut out this season. The Phillies beat the Tigers 8-1 and completed the first 1-3-5 triple play since 1929. And the Guardians beat the Orioles 3-2 for their 6th straight win. And since the Yankees were off, Cleveland has now moved into first place in the American League. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Tuesday episode of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening, and if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.